thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Hello. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Graham Adams. I'm the pastor of the Elam Church here in Ballymoney, Northern Ireland. The date today is the 22nd of March, 2020. It's Mother's Day. And we find ourselves in what seems to be the mother of all storms. It's a global crisis, as some have said, of biblical proportions. Many have already lost their lives. Others are in a serious condition, being cared for in hospitals, and many more are fearful. Our hearts are broken. As Christians, we weep with those who weep. The shortest verse in all of the Bible is found in John's Gospel, chapter 11 and verse 35. It simply says this: Jesus wept, even knowing that he would raise Lazarus from the dead. Jesus wept. The Bible says that Jesus was moved with compassion. May God fill our hearts with his compassion as we seek to serve others in these days of trial and great difficulty. We want to turn to God's word in these times and look to see what he has to say to us. And we're turning this morning to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. And we're going to read from verse 24 to verse 29. These are the words of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Saviour. And he said this, concluding what we know and understand as the Sermon on the Mount. So from verse 24 of Matthew 7, Jesus said this: Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Don't you just love to watch a good storm? Yeah, from a safe distance, what's not to like about huge crashing waves, ear-piercing thunder and lightning bolts that split the sky? It's pretty awesome. And it's free. And as a Scotsman, I really appreciate that. Storms can be fascinating, but they can also be frightening. Of course, when it comes to storms, we'd much rather be spectators than participators. But there are times in life when we don't get to choose. The storms of life come to us all, whoever we are, wherever we are, no exceptions. At times we're taken by surprise. We're unprepared. We didn't see it coming. We were oblivious to the coming danger. It crept up on us and suddenly we were swamped. And we find ourselves out of our depth, disoriented, bewildered. Jesus speaks here of two people, two builders, just like us. All we're trying to do is build something, build relationships, form a family, develop a career, make memories, to make something of our lives. We see in the scriptures that both men built. They built a home, a life, a place to be, to settle, to flourish. That is, until the storm came. Storms are always telling. What's this storm telling you? What's this storm showing you? What's this storm revealing to you about the foundations of your life? What's it telling you about where you're putting your trust and your hope? In the prophet Isaiah, we read these words, Isaiah 33 and verse 5 and 6. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. And what a treasure it is. The key question for us all at this time is the Lord our sure foundation for our times at this time? Well, how would you know? How could you be sure of that? Well, Jesus said this, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. He also said, in contrast, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. Now, really, who's going to be building their house on sand? Both heard the words of Jesus. Both built their homes. They built their lives. Both experienced the storm. But that's as far as they travelled together. At this point, at the point that the fury and force of the storm comes, that's where the separation comes. The storm exposes the folly of the foolish one who had heard the words of Jesus but had not put them into practice. Sometimes it takes a storm to show us where we're really at. It's only when we face that our self-sufficiency, our pride, our arrogance is stripped away by the storms of life, that we see how frail and fragile we really are. We need God. We need his word as a sure foundation for our lives. Nothing else will withstand the storms of life or the sting of death. What are you building your life upon? Are you building upon the shifting sands of the bankrupt wisdom of this world? Or are you building upon the solid rock of God's unchanging word? The choice is yours. The consequences are eternal. But here's the problem we have. We get into the storm, we feel our frailty and our fears consume us, and we begin to believe that God just doesn't care. Look at this mess. God just doesn't care. If he does, he's got a funny way of showing it. Well, in Mark's Gospel, we read this. Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, 35 to 41. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern at the back of the boat, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Jesus, don't you care? We might say, well, that's a really honest question. It's the kind of question that we form in the storm. Yes, it's a question, but it sounds more like an accusation, doesn't it? Jesus, don't you care? Jesus, you don't care. We only ask that question when we don't really know who Jesus is. We only bring that kind of thinly veiled accusation when we don't really know him. The storm will always reveal more of the greatness and the glory of Jesus, always. That is, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Where is the greatness and the glory of Jesus mostly revealed? Is it in the virgin birth, or his teaching, the miracles, or his mercy? The greatness and the glory of Jesus is most clearly revealed at a place called Calvary. In the midst of the most ferocious storm the world has ever seen, on the cross, Jesus was lifted up and exposed to the full, unrelenting blast of the storm of God's holy judgment against sin. In the midst of that storm, two thieves mocked and ridiculed Jesus. But then, as the storm intensified, as the pain increased, and the immensity and finality of what was to come started to dawn upon these two condemned criminals, one of them turned to Jesus and said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." For this condemned criminal, the storm revealed two things: his own state of absolute desperation and despair, and the reality of who Jesus really was, Savior and King. Same storm, different destinies. The Bible says that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 32 and 33, he said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself." He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. Jesus was lifted up from the earth, impaled on a wooden cross, exposed to the elements, exposed to the wrath of a holy and just God. There was no place of shelter for Jesus at Calvary. There was no safe place. There was no refuge for him, but rather the full exposure to the storm of the Father's just and perfect judgment upon sin. And we hear these astonishing, these startling words, my God, why have you forsaken me? In the midst of the storm, Jesus took our place, the just for the unjust, to bring us to God. And he became the lightning rod for the just judgment of the Father against sin. Though he knew no sin, though he committed no sin, the Bible says that he became sin for us. The lightning, a lightning strike of the Father's pure and perfect judgment against sin, struck the Son at Calvary. And all of this so that we could find true and eternal refuge in him. Jesus, the Son of God, was fully exposed to the storm of the wrath of the Father so that we may be enclosed and enveloped in his love for time and for eternity. In this storm, we are all in this together. This storm affects every one of us. Now, what will you do with what you've heard? What will you do with the words of Jesus? What will you do with what he's done for you? Will you come to him? Will you put your hope and trust in him? Jesus said, the rain came down, the storms rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet that house did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Do you have your foundation on the rock? Do you find your security in Christ? Are you trusting in what Jesus Christ has accomplished for you at Calvary? Psalm 91 says this in verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Can you say that today? Can you say that with all of your heart? Can you rest in the knowledge that he truly is your refuge? In the midst of the storm, may God give us all the grace to see the greatness and the glory and the goodness of Jesus. I wonder for a moment, could we bow our heads in prayer? Our great God and Father, in these testing times, in these trying times, in the midst of the storm, when so many feel so exposed, so vulnerable, so fearful, God, we pray that we will find in Jesus shelter from the storm, not just for a time, not just until this storm passes, but for all eternity. You would be our refuge. Lord, we pray for those who don't know Jesus, who are saying, "Don't you care?" Who are accusing, who are fretful, who are under incredible pressure. And out from their hearts come this cry, "Jesus, don't you care? Jesus, will you convince them that you care? Will you call each fearful heart to yourself? Will you give them grace to believe?" Father, in these days, we trust in you. We look to you. You are truly our refuge. Amen. And your love
is great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com. Give me